Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we are of course going through Tesla's second quarter earnings report and conference call. We'll start off with the financials, which we talked about a little bit during the live stream earlier today, but we'll go through the highlights here. As we have talked a lot about, all eyes this quarter were on Tesla's GAAP net income. If Tesla was able to post a profit, they would become eligible for the S&P 500. They did do that. They posted a $104 million GAAP net income, making the company now eligible for inclusion in the S&P 500, though they still have to be selected by the selection committee. A decision on that could come within a couple weeks, or it may take a little bit longer, maybe as much as 8 weeks. My guess is that the selection committee has already discussed Tesla because of the stock price performance over the last few months, and Tesla having already posted three profitable quarters in a row. This quarter now marks their fourth consecutive profitable quarter, and their first fully profitable trailing 12 months as well. So huge congratulations to Tesla on achieving those milestones. As far as the S&P 500 inclusion process goes, we've talked enough about that. You can check out those older videos, but let's go through the other financials here. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see how the actuals came in versus my forecasts from earlier in the week, and overall pretty happy with how I had forecast. As always, a few areas of variance, and we'll go through what that implies. First up is deliveries. We obviously already had the delivery and production report in early July, but the actuals always vary a little bit from that report. Tesla reported 90,891 vehicles, so about 240 more than they had previously reported. So not a huge difference, but a nice little bump there. Looking at revenues, Tesla reported just over $6 billion in revenue. That compared to my forecast of about $5.9 billion, so 2.5% variance there. How this broke down between the buckets was pretty close on automotive revenue, so $5.2 billion in automotive revenue, right on my forecast there. Energy sales actually came in above my forecast by quite a bit, so $370 million. That was actually higher than Tesla's Q1 performance of $293 million, and 66% higher than my forecast of $223 million. Services and other came in at $487 million, a bit higher than my $435 million forecast, and down quarter over quarter from $560 million in Q1. And then the big wild card, which goes into automotive revenue, is regulatory credit sales. So Tesla sold $428 million of regulatory credit sales this quarter, up from the previous all-time high in Q1 of $354 million. So the first two quarters of this year, total regulatory credit sales from Tesla are $778 million. Zach Kirkhorn, CFO, did give us a little bit more information on the regulatory credit sales outlook for the rest of 2020, which I'm certainly grateful for, and I'm sure analysts are as well. But after emphasizing how difficult it is for Tesla to forecast these regulatory credit sales as well, he said roughly they would expect that regulatory credit sales would be about two times the amount from 2019 for fiscal year 2020. Regulatory credit sales in 2019 were just shy of $600 million, so for 2020 we should be looking at around $1.2 billion. I would imagine that Zach is being relatively cautious with this guidance because of the difficulty in forecasting, so I'll probably estimate a little bit higher number than that $1.2 billion for the year, but if that does end up being the number, that would mean we have about $422 million of regulatory credit sales left to go for Q3 and Q4, about $211 million per quarter, quite a bit below the levels we saw in Q1 and Q2. Anyway, on that automotive sales revenue line, of course, since regulatory credits came in $128 million above my forecast, but total automotive revenue came in about $50 million below, that means